Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Currently, the weather across Israel remains mild. Tel Aviv is experiencing a pleasant evening, perfect for a late-night stroll. In Jerusalem, it's cooler, so a light jacket might be needed if you're stepping out. Haifa enjoys a similar cool breeze. Now, here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF has killed a Hamas terrorist involved in the October 7th attacks and planning future assaults. This comes as the military also detained a suspected Hamas operative near the Gaza crossing and targeted rocket launchers post-ceasefire, according to Hamas. Also, Ynet reveals that Prime Minister Netanyahu informed former U.S. President Trump of an Iran strike ahead of 2025's 12-day war. Netanyahu claims the attack was crucial to prevent an immediate nuclear and missile threat. Also this hour, Walla reports that Admiral Brad Cooper, the U.S. Central Command commander, will meet with the IDF chief and defense minister Katz in Israel amid ongoing negotiations with Iran. Separately, JNS highlights a former Israeli hostage urging the UN advisor on violence against women to focus on her plight. The hostage criticizes the UN for overlooking the rights of women affected by sexual violence. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News, the Shalom Collective has launched a Festival of the Spoken Word as part of the Sydney Jewish Writers Festival. This initiative brings stories to life through live performances. Let's see what's happening online. A.G. Hamilton, a political commentator, posted just minutes ago that the agreement with Iran complicates peace prospects in Lebanon, as it normalizes the presence of a terror proxy. Al Arabiya English reports that U.S. President Trump expressed disappointment earlier today with NATO allies, including the U.K. and France, for insufficient support during the conflict with Iran. Raylan Givens, a geopolitical analyst, noted 38 minutes ago that Qatar and other Gulf states are forming new protection deals with Iran, sidelining the U.S. and putting the Abraham Accords at risk. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report. The IDF's recent actions in Gaza resulted in the death of a Hamas operative linked to past and future attacks. This operation underscores ongoing tensions despite ceasefire talks, highlighting the fragile security situation for both Israelis and Palestinians. Turning to the Ynet revelation, Prime Minister Netanyahu's disclosure to Trump about an Iran strike reflects strategic decision-making in high-stakes international relations. This move, aimed at thwarting nuclear threats, could influence future U.S.-Israel ties as new administrations emerge. Meanwhile, Walla details Admiral Brad Cooper's visit to Israel. His discussions with top Israeli defense officials come at a critical time as Israel navigates its relationship with Iran. This visit may shape future military collaboration between the two nations, impacting regional security dynamics. In the JNS story, a former Israeli hostage's public plea to the UN underscores the ongoing struggle for women's rights during conflict. Her call for action highlights the need for international attention on violence against women, urging global bodies to prioritize human rights. Finally, from the Australian Jewish News, the Sydney Jewish Writers Festival's spoken word event aims to engage audiences with live storytelling. This cultural initiative reflects a growing global interest in preserving and celebrating Jewish narratives through diverse formats. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Israeli investors gained $15 million from SpaceX's IPO through the Stepstone Fund. This success story showcases the lucrative potential of strategic investments in leading tech firms. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights over 400 million shekels invested in the Kazeria Business Park. This development attracts major companies, offering exceptional transport links and boosting the local economy. And finally, Globes features Mayor Klinner of Ondas Autonomous Systems, who emphasized the need for comprehensive solutions in the defense sector. His insights from a recent defense conference underline the importance of innovation in national security. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.